From heating our homes to charging our cell phones, we use energy now more than ever. This increased reliance has created a push in our state to switch to more sustainable and environmentally friendly ways of producing power. This month, Duke Energy completed a large 12.5-megawatt solar project in Beaufort County and is planning to build another solar farm in eastern North Carolina. There's also an increased demand for wind power. There are several wind projects in the works in eastern North Carolina, and two areas off the coast of Kitty Hawk and Wilmington recently opened for wind energy projects. The future of sustainable energy in North Carolina may seem to have momentum, but some wind projects in eastern North Carolina, specifically in Pamlico County, are having trouble getting traction. I spoke with Oriental resident David Marchant. He told me wind turbines aren't a good idea because it doesn't make economic sense.
It's greener, certainly, but it is much, much more expensive. And I think power from fossil fuels can only get cheaper with natural gas becoming more and more available as a result of hydrofracking. I can't imagine wind power being economic today.
Pamlico County resident Mark Crowder is a proponent of green energy, but is concerned with the noise made by the spinning blades.
But to me, it seems like out in the sound would be a good place for them, or out in the water if they could build them out there where there's, you know, generally wind and out away from where people are living.
Most people I spoke with in Pamlico County supported the idea of a wind farm. However, Cherry Point is concerned that turbines would negatively affect training at the base. We made several attempts to speak with Cherry Point officials on this topic. We were told by the base's public affairs that they would line up someone for us to speak to. However, they did not call back. On Wednesday, I did speak with County Manager Tim Buck, who welcomes the wind projects, saying they would create several local job opportunities and provide the county with a source of clean, renewable energy.
On a county level, these turbines are valued at tremendous amounts, so it would build the tax base in Pamlico County. Of course, we're relatively small. We have limited industry. It seems like a good match between our resources.
Buck says he's spoken with several different companies that are interested in building wind farms in Pamlico County. There are currently two wind projects under consideration, but nothing has been finalized. We reached out to Wind Capital Group, which announced last January it wanted to construct between 65 and 100 wind turbines east of Highway 306 and north of Bayboro. However, they turned down the interview. Their wind farm would be located 20 to 30 miles northeast of Cherry Point. Local attorney James Norman with Allies for Cherry Point's Tomorrow says the size and height of the wind farm, combined with the close proximity to the base, could potentially impact military training in eastern North Carolina.
And our jets and helicopters fly from 250 feet up when they're training. And they don't fly at that height throughout Pamlico County, but in some parts they do, in some parts they don't. So it's very important as to where these wind turbines will be located.
In addition to affecting low-altitude flying in Pamlico County, Norman says radar interference is a major concern.
It actually interferes with the ability for the air station to monitor the airspace.
Some believe the spinning turbine blades, which are about 500 feet across, can be detected on radar. And since the proposed wind farm is located within Cherry Point's radar range, it would cause interference. But not everyone's sold on that idea.
It just seems to me it's not a realistic argument for why they shouldn't have it. It just sounds like somebody came up with that idea. I doubt if they can prove it.
To find out if radar can in fact be affected by wind turbines, we contacted Dr. Tom Rickenbach. He's the assistant professor of atmospheric science and the geography department at East Carolina University. While his experience with radar is monitoring thunderstorms and global weather patterns, he says the principle is still the same.
Both an aircraft tracking radar and also a weather radar send out a signal from the radar site, and that signal bounces off of a target, either an aircraft or a thunderstorm. And part of that radar signal is returned to the radar transmitter and is received there, and it's interpreted to produce information on, in the case of aircraft, where the aircraft is, how far it's moving, what direction it's moving, and similar things in the case of thunderstorms.
Given the height of the turbines and the proximity of the proposed Pamlico County wind farm to Cherry Point, Dr. Rickenbach believes the turbines could show up on the radar.
Now, in the case of wind turbines, they're sitting there like an obstruction, like a building or like a tree. And typically, that kind of stationary obstruction can be identified easily and removed as not be considered as the potential for it being an aircraft or even a weather signal. But in the case of wind turbines, the turbine blades are rotating. And so it appears to the radar that they are a moving target. So it makes it more difficult to edit out or to remove that signal from a real target. There is potential for having that turbine area identified on a radar signal.
In an effort to stop the impact on military operations, Allies for Cherry Points Tomorrow recently passed a resolution in favor of proposed wind turbines and tall structure regulations. A moratorium on tall structures has also been suggested. Local attorney James Norman with ACT says if turbines are constructed, it would affect military training at the base and could potentially cause the base to face closure during the next round of BRAC. If Cherry Point were to shut down, almost 2,300 civilians and military employees would be out of a job.
Training ranges are an important component to the installation. It's just not going to have like and looking at the air station with runways and depot space. It's the training ranges and the ability to get the Marines out and flying and simulating combat and other training exercises as best they can. And an important part of BRAC, which is the base realignment and closure process, and a very important part of the BRAC process is analysis of how well can a particular installation support training ranges. So if we lose training ranges or if we have a reduced number of training range options because of wind turbines in a BRAC, it makes Cherry Point look less attractive to the Marine Corps.
Norman adds North Carolina has unique military training opportunities. The Dare County Bombing Range is one of the only sites in the country the Air Force can practice flying in at 500 feet and dropping bombs. Training Range 11 and 9 in Carteret County is the only place on the East Coast where live ordnance training is allowed. In Beaufort County, a similar scenario is playing out. The area is just out of range of Cherry Point's radar, but located near military training sites. Chicago-based Invenergy planned to build 49 wind turbines on 11,000 acres. However, the company released a statement on January 11th saying they would conduct a thorough reconsideration of the site instead of pursuing the project as previously proposed. We contacted Invenergy for comment, but they turned down our request. The reason for the change is the impact the 500-foot-tall turbines would have on existing military activity. In a letter to former Governor Beverly Perdue, Governor Pat McCrory, and other elected state officials, Invenergy says they are devoting their attention to the Hales Lake Wind Project in Camden and Currituck counties, which would include over 100 wind turbines. After hearing some of the concerns from the military, Pamlico County Manager Tim Buck says he's interested in getting more information from Cherry Point officials, specifically where the flight patterns take place. Still, Buck maintains wind energy projects would be a huge benefit for the county.
We want to listen, we want to hear about what some of those additional concerns, you know, specifically are in Pamlico County. And as a whole, my board supports wind energy projects, I believe. They believe it's a good thing for Pamlico County. It certainly would enhance the tax base. It would also allow private parties to also benefit by leasing their property.
Buck says a public hearing on the matter is probably in the near future. Jared Brumbaugh, Public Radio East.